Industry and government have been waiting a long time for the Defense Department to change the way it procures services. That's because services are tricky to buy. DoD buys more than $150 billion worth of services a year. Those come in the form of medical services, IT, construction, and maintenance. What makes services procurement tricky is they can't be easily stacked into a single program like hardware procurement can. Here's Senior Fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Andrew Hunter, to explain.
It's spread all over the place. It's not housed, unlike what you see with hardware, where you get a handful of these very large programs that make up a pretty large chunk of the spending that goes on. Every base is contracting for services, all across the world. And so you find that service contracts, including in some cases pretty large service contracts, are being let in a lot of different places with varying degrees of expertise of the people who are actually doing the work. And so, as I mentioned, the fact that it's diverse, diffuse, and decentralized is true. It's not necessarily a problem, but it has led to problems when you've had people doing the work who maybe weren't really trained and equipped to do that. You know, they may have, you know, gotten the commander of an office at an installation because of their great, record in combat, but then, now they're suddenly responsible for a multi-hundreds of million-dollar service contract, and that's an unfamiliar spot to be in.
DoD's new policy is an attempt to consolidate the way services contracts are procured so buyers can make more informed decisions. The department did this by creating functional domain experts, or FEDs, to head specific services contract portfolios and make better buying decisions. Here's DoD's Director of Defense Procurement and Acquisition Strategy at a National Contract Management Association event.
If you have a functional domain expert, you have somebody who oversees a portfolio of services, who has unique insights and can develop unique insights into that particular segment of the market. That person can look cross-cutting across the department and look at opportunities created by redundancies, look at best practices, look at what metrics make sense for that particular functional domain. One size does not fit all in metrics. Just because it's a service instead of a product does not mean the same metrics are going to be relevant to what you're looking at in that particular marketplace. Doesn't mean you have the same behaviors or market structure just because you're a service. So looking at a functional domain expert to have that cross-cutting look across community feel to how we're buying services is a critical part of how we're tackling these.
Grady says DoD will be keeping a close eye on the metrics the FEDs develop, because as experts, they will know what metrics matter most. The policy also adds another position called component level heads, or CLLs. CLLs will act as liaisons between the FEDs and defense components. CLLs will also assist in overseeing the lifecycle of a service contract and promote the training of program managers. Here's Hunter again on the new positions DoD's added.
I think this is a real step forward. As I mentioned, part of the insight that led to this instruction to begin with is the idea that acquiring services is not the same as acquiring hardware. And so the goal with this instruction is to recognize that and to lay out procedures that are specific to the unique challenges of buying services. What I would say with these functional domain experts is it's taking that insight to the next level, which is to say that not all services are the same either. And that, acquiring construction services, acquiring knowledge-based services, acquiring sustainment, complex sustainment services, and complying, getting more simplistic services acquired are all very different exercises, and it requires different kinds of expertise to do it. And that's where I think these functional domain experts are really a recognition of that and a big step forward.
However, not everyone thinks DoD's changes will work as well as planned. Vice President at the Lexington Institute, Dan Gouray, says DoD is adding more bureaucracy into an overly bureaucratic system.
You've now added not one, but two layers of bureaucracy in addition, in an effort to simplify and speed up the process. We have an overly complicated system. This does really nothing to simplify it. It just rearranges deck chairs on a carnival cruise liner. And we expect things to get better because we're inserting more, if you will, middle management. Never works. So I doubt it. I honestly doubt that this will work. It's an attempt to circumvent what is sort of the more obvious problem, which is an overly complex burden with regulations and requirement system. And, you know, occasionally you can have somebody who can help somebody wend their way, you know, through the labyrinth, but it's not as easy as these people think.
As for who might be filling the FED positions, Gray says DOD has a balancing act to deal with. The department needs someone who is not too entrenched in government as to not understand the services industry, but it also needs someone that is savvy enough in government procurement to understand DOD's process. Here's Gray again.
It's sort of like the crossbreed between a horse and a donkey. What you get is a sterile mule. In a sense, what you really like in your domain expert is somebody who understands both sides. That's really hard. And so it's not clear that you could find somebody, if it's the government person, that they actually understand industry. They may understand government. They may understand regulations, right? They've been through the Defense Acquisition College, which is all about government approach, the government side of contracting for everything. Or they're coming from really senior from the services part of the private sector, the contractor. Then the question is, you know, how much do they know about and understand the way government functions? They probably understand demand function very well, you know, and how to provide services, but do they understand the ins and outs of government? It ought to be a team, honestly.
DOD's new policy also sets up a Services Requirement Review Board to review and validate requirements for contracts worth $10 million or more. Here's Grady again to explain.
This is people sometimes call it contract court. This isn't about contracting. This is about requirements. This is about, have we looked at it? Is this a smart way to meet our needs? Have we looked at it, and is it redundant to any other capabilities? Is there a more efficient way to address that? Is that really the highest priority from a services perspective? Ken Brennan, who works for me, who's in charge of services acquisition, he likes to joke that anybody who has a dollar and a willing contracting officer can get a service contract. There's some truth to that in an absolute way. So this is looking across portfolios and saying, okay, how do we really plan to spend our money on services? And is that really the highest priorities for those organizations? It's not mandated cuts. It's not an arbitrary reduction. This is, does this make sense to proceed with this requirement? And in some cases, what we're finding is some people, when they look at their requirements, think about, well, maybe this isn't quite as important as something another office really needs. And there's some self-correcting behavior due to visibility associated with those requirements, is what I would say. And also it's creating visibility for opportunities of where it makes sense to potentially combine some requirements.
Andrew Hunter told Federal News Radio that the review boards are central to the whole effort. It's a way to hold contractors accountable and reduces duplicative acquisitions. Hunter also says the boards serve as quality assurance and work to serve as a comparison on where DOD is getting good deals on contracts and where it's not. Finally, the new policy follows a trend Congress started by delegating more acquisition power to the services. Military acquisition chiefs will have authority approval over service contracts worth more than $1 billion. From Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.